Downsizing has been happening everywhere, from corporate ledgers to family budgets. Well, reporter Jeff London has found two Broadway shows that have used downsizing to extend their runs.
It sucks to be me.
No, it sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me.
Producer Kevin McCullum says it doesn't suck to be him. His show Avenue Q has found new life and new audiences off-Broadway.
How do you have a hit musical off-Broadway? You go to Broadway for 6 years, you win the Tony Award. It's how you have a hit off-Broadway.
Avenue Q, the intimate satirical adult puppet show, closed after a Broadway run of over 2,500 performances last September. McCullum and his partners then made the surprising announcement that they were going to move the production a few blocks away to a 499-seat theater off-Broadway. It may be only a 5-minute walk from Avenue Q's old theater to its new home, but McCullum says the savings are tremendous, from theater rent to advertising to salaries to smaller stage crews. And he says the budget isn't hindered by some of Broadway's built-in union rules.
One of the things about our new theater is we don't have some of the Broadway work rules that says if you do work, you have to pay at least 4 hours for something that only takes 30 minutes.
These savings are so significant that McCullum thinks they can fuel another 5 years to Avenue Q's run. He estimates that his operating expenses have been cut by 2/3, and in just 6 months, Avenue Q has shown a profit. That got some other producers talking, like Harriet Levy, whose 4-actor stage version of Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps just finished a very successful 2-year run on Broadway.
With the running costs being sliced in half, you really didn't have to do too much thinking to figure out, yes, we should do this.
So they've moved in next door to Avenue Q at New World Stages, a former movie multiplex in the Times Square area that's been converted into a small theater center. Both shows have been able to recycle their Broadway sets and costumes, but Levy says there's another advantage to seeing The 39 Steps in a smaller theater.
This new home of ours has a real intimacy, and it just plays beautifully. I mean, it really feels like you're right there.
Think I'll pop out to the buffet car. Finished. Fancy anything?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
And smaller theaters mean smaller ticket prices.
On Broadway, it was about $116, and our top ticket price is about $89.50. So there's a difference.
Gordon Cox, theater reporter for Variety, says until recently, shows like Avenue Q, which began life at the tiny Vineyard Theater off-Broadway, would have never moved to Broadway in the first place. Since upsizing shows for Broadway has been a trend, downsizing could become a trend as well.
Small, quirky shows that in past years would have seemed natural for off-Broadway, now that they're becoming more common on Broadway, this can open the door to them thinking about downsizing again.
Producer Kevin McCullum says audiences have rediscovered Avenue Q off-Broadway only because the show's brand was built by its long Broadway run and Tony Award wins.
If Avenue Q had stayed off-Broadway from the very beginning, we would have been closed by now.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.